There was a time when if you saw two glasses of beer next to each other in a local bar, the odds were pretty good that one was Iroquois, until the brewery closed after the local owners had sold it to a beer conglomerate. That's long after the first keg was tapped in 1842. Now it's coming back, and Community Beer Works gave a few people a chance to sample the product during a news conference yesterday in Hotel Henry. While Community Beer Works is doing the brewing, the name belongs to Bill Pottle, great-grandson of brewery owner William Weigel. Pottle says his great-grandfather's desk has a lot of paper, but not the recipe.
His weekly, daily diary that had been typed up by one of his assistants or secretary at the time. When you go through the diary, it shows you numerous landmark events that happened at the brewery, and any reference to the recipe is just really very, very broad-based and nothing very detailed.
So Community Beer Works officials, Pottle, and others tried out various beers until they found the one they decided was right for Iroquois. The goal is to brew as much as possible with locally grown ingredients. Pottle says the company logo has changed because he didn't want to use the Indian symbol used by the company for so long. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.